You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
We will start with the Dallas Cowboys.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
You know what? That's the wrong Cowboys. We start with the Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
There you go. After losing three straight, the Dallas Cowboys get off the schneid by blowing out the Eagles 37-10 on Sunday Night Football. Now, if you remember, a few days ago, Eagles head coach Doug Peterson guaranteed his Eagles would beat the Cowboys. After losing by 27, he was asked about that.
Doug, do you feel like you were overconfident coming into this
game? No, not at all.
Do you regret voicing your confidence earlier in the week?
Nope. Do not.
Yeah, we'd appreciate not being asked these questions. The Cowboys are now 4-3, and that's good enough for first place in the NFC East. The Eagles are 3-4. Redskins, they lost at FedEx Field 9-0 to the 6-0 49ers. But at least Washington beat the 10-point spread, so give me a hail to the Redskins.
Hail to the Redskins. Hail victory.
Redskins were 9.5 to 10-point underdogs, and they become only the second team in the last 25 years to cover a spread without scoring a single point. Again, they lose 9-0.
Wow.
Spread was 10. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson definitely has a future in the NFL as a running back.
Jackson, first down, touchdown.
He looked awesome, 119 yards and a touchdown against Seattle. They crushed the Seahawks in Washington, 30-16. And with Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs injured, the Ravens are easily the second-best team in the AFC. With Drew Brees still out, the Saints' backup quarterback, slash now starter, Teddy Bridgewater, has rattled off five straight wins, including a total beatdown of the Bears in Chicago. Final score 36-25, but it wasn't even that close. Chicago scored a couple of garbage TDs at the end. And speaking of the now 6-1 Saints, let's get social. Yeah, the Saints' Twitter account decided after this one that they were going to troll Stephen A. Smith. What they did was they took Stephen A. Smith's comments about the Saints losing Drew Brees in Week 2, and then they stuck Michael Scott from The Office on the back end laughing, and this is what you get.
The Saints are done without Drew Brees, period.
Yeah, they're 6-1.
Oh, man.
Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins.
That's awesome.
Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins has become the first quarterback in NFL history to throw for over 300 yards and have a QB rating of over 130 in three straight games. So congratulations to him. They beat the Lions yesterday. Afterwards, Cousins had this to say.
Yippee! We found the triangle bush.
Oh, there it is. There it is. You know what to do. The old triangle bush. I understand there's a button on the old triangle bush, and if you hit it just the right way, fireworks go off. In some other action, the Packers, they beat the Raiders 42-24. They're 6-1. The Colts top the Texans. Wow. The Jaguars beat the winless Bengals, but who doesn't beat Cincinnati? The Bills top the Dolphins. The Cardinals beat the Giants. The Rams beat the Falcons. And speaking of the Rams and the Falcons, after this loss, the Falcons, they had high hopes coming into the season. They're horrible. They are horrible. They're a terrible team. After this loss, a reporter asked head coach Dan Quinn. Now, you listen to the question. You tell me what he's asking him.
Dan, you've done some great things for this franchise. And as you look at kind of being at this side of the spectrum now, how do you evaluate your ability to lead? And do you think you're best serving this team by staying on as coordinator?
Now, that sounds like he's asking him to step aside and just be the defensive coordinator because he's the DC as well as the head coach. Now, Quinn's response, very interesting.
Well, we've actually, my job is to look at the big picture and see if there's things we can do to change that. And we actually started some of that during Arizona last week. I'm always looking to see during the game, you know, who can help on the play calling and inside of that. And we've actually distributed that some, you know, Arizona and this week as well. So I'm always looking to do what's best for the team and in every situation at every time. So we've already begun some of that. You know, how can I, you know, apply myself in other ways, and we've certainly done that too.
Oh my gosh.
He sounds like I'm trying to find my way out of being the head coach of this team so I could keep my job as a defensive coordinator.
Yeah. Without having to lose my job.
Yeah. Because I like Atlanta.
Wow.
I live in the suburbs. Yeah. I got, you know, the dollar goes down. It goes far down here if you want to buy a house.
Yeah.
I don't want to move.
Keep slowly inching.
Yes. A matter of fact, I asked all the assistants who wants to coach this team, and none of them raised their hand.
Show hands.
All right, tonight the Patriots and the Jets will wrap up Week 7, and speaking of the Patriots, Tom Brady is trying to say that there should be no comparisons to his brief appearance in a new Paul Rudd Netflix series, and team owner Robert Kraft's visit to an Asian massage parlor that we know, you know, he was arrested for.
This is, like, ridiculous.
Well, it is, but hang on. In an episode of Living With Yourself, Rudd's character pulls up in front of an Asian massage parlor and has this internal debate as to whether he should go in for, you know, the HJ. As he sits there, staring at the door of the massage parlor, Tom Brady walks out. Rudd rolls down the window, and Tom Brady asks Rudd, first time? Rudd says yes, and says, you? And Brady says, six times, before getting into an SUV and driving off.
Yeah.
Obviously, with Kraft's prostitution case, people are wondering if Brady was taking a shot at his owner for some reason. Tom is very angry about this, calling BS, saying that, first of all, this thing was written 4 years ago, and that he had no idea that his character would be exiting a spa when he shot the cameo. He was standing in front of a green screen and had no idea he was leaving an Asian massage parlor when he said to Rudd, first time, and then six time. He had no idea. He might be right here.
I don't know. You've been on television.
Yeah.
I've been on television. I've done acting.
Yes.
Even if you don't know where you are, you're going to ask.
True.
What am I walking out of here? What should I look like?
Well,
should I look positive? Should I look negative?
He's saying that he was told he's walking out of some type of strip mall. There's a store.
Okay, yeah, so they switched it up on him.
Yes.
And so they did him dirty that way.
They're not saying otherwise. The only thing they're saying is, well, we shot it within the past year. So, you know, that's all they're saying. So,
okay.
You'd think Tom Brady's too smart to do something like that, right?
If I was him, I would say we shot this before Mr. Kraft had a problem. At that point, it's out of my hands.
That's what he tried to say, and then they went to the creator and the director, and they kind of alluded to the fact that they screwed the timeline for him. Yeah, they did.
So they didn't give our boy a graceful way to get out of this?
No, they did not. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Wow. But you know whose fault this is, really? Robert Kraft's.
In the end, yes.
It's Robert Kraft's.
Yes.
Here's your fun fact. Since the streets are often congested, Dubai has equipped some of their firefighters with a jet ski and a water jet pack combo called the Dolphin so they can be deployed from many of the waterways within Dubai. So they can actually fight fires on a jet, using a jet pack.
Sure.
Man, Dubai, they
that's
got too much
cool.
They
the
too
water
much money
jet
over there,
pack,
man.
Yeah.
Way too much money.
You can get it
Dubai.
The high ground. Yeah, I got you.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah.